Vice President Kwesi Amissah-Arthur says this year's election will be fought on issues of corruption, security, leadership and the economy. He said on all these fronts, President Mahama stands tall, launching the young professionals for Mahama and Amissah-Arthur for the 2016 presidential election at the University of Professional Studies, Accra. Vice President Amissah-Arthur said President Mahama will not only allow corruption to be exposed in his government, but to continue to prosecute those found culpable and make it a risky business. Setaye and Nathaniel Nati have filed this report.
The Young Professionals for John Mahama and Amissah-Arthur for 2016 is made up of students reading professional studies in the tertiary institutions across the country. Membership also include members of the Tertiary Education Institution Network, TEI, of the NDC. Their duties include canvassing for votes for the NDC and President John Mahama. Vice President Amissah-Arthur said President Mahama has amply demonstrated his ability in maintaining the peace and security of the country and beyond the borders of Ghana when he chaired the ECOWAS. He has also shown leadership as the President of Ghana and leader of the NDC.
Our next leader must take us forward on four principles. The first principle is of leadership. So there's a test of leadership when we go to the elections on November 7th. The next is about corruption. The economy and the management of the economy is the third. I'm asking that of the two large parties, the NDC led by John Dramani Mahama and the NPP led by Nana Akufo-Addo, they are saying that in terms of leadership of their own parties, which is the one that you are comfortable with on the corruption within our parties, hiding it, covering up or ventilating it, allowing people to discuss it so that you can manage it, which of the two is the one that gives you the confidence that is tackling this problem? On the vision of the economy, what to do first, the basis for the economy, creating infrastructure and opportunity in health and education, water and so on, in order to branch out into the real economy and create jobs. I think that John Mahama has also done very well on that score. In terms of security and the way in which we have managed the sub-region, taking the leadership in the security area in both the health security and national security, I think that there's clearly no doubt that John Mahama wins on each of these four areas of concern.
Vice President Amissah-Arthur identified the youth as pivotal to the NDC's chances of retaining power in this year's election. He said the youth constitute the largest proportion of the country's population, hence the need to bring them over to the NDC. The vice president said the NDC is the only political party that gives opportunities to the youth irrespective of their religious, ethnic and social backgrounds.
We have to understand the concept social democracy because it is through that we are intervening in the promotion of social justice. So the principle for us in the NDC is that from each according to her ability and to each according to her need, from each one of us, according to the power we have, to the knowledge we have, to our professionalism, and to each according to their need. The vision of the NDC, which is to create an inclusive, a more equal, and a just nation. That is our goal, to create a country of opportunity, making it inclusive for people whose parents are illiterate, to also aspire to the highest offices of this land. And it is possible because it is not their background that matters.
Vice President Amissah-Arthur said the massive infrastructure development that the government has embarked upon is in line with the social democratic credentials of the NDC. He said the difference between the NPP and the NDC is that while the NPP believes in a property-owning democracy, the NDC's philosophy is to spread out national resources to every Ghanaian, especially to the deprived and vulnerable.
Our objective is to create a more equal, a more just nation by giving unlimited opportunities to everybody. Our vision is to create a compassionate nation based on meritocracy that we compare to our opponents who are self-seeking because their own motto tells you what they are about. Property-owning democracy. Property for me, not to expand opportunity for us. So we are two extremes. They are looking for self. We are looking for community. They are looking to expand opportunities for an individual. We are looking to expand opportunities for a group, for the community. So that is the difference between us.
The founder of the Young Professionals for John Mahama and Emisa Arthur, Laurentia Wura, said the NDC is a mass party and it will continue to remain so, and has therefore encouraged more young professionals to join its fold.